Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike today. Myself, Allie Mack, I'm here. Steak Shapiro just walked in the door to do too. That's why Bo is over here distracted right now talking with Abe. Talking with Steak over there. We're about 40 minutes out from Greg Sankey speaking. LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt are the presenting teams today. Hey, also make sure to follow us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. You can find all of our personal handles there. But I want to get into this conversation about the top Heisman contenders for every team. CBS came out with this article. It's kind of interesting because a lot of the top Heisman contenders from last year have gone off to the NFL. Which of these are you guys kind of agreeing with, and which are you not on board with quite as much? I mean, there are 16 of the 25 picks are quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this list, and what CBS did a couple of weeks ago is they took each of their top 25 teams and provided who they think is the best Heisman candidate from that team, because there are some teams that could have multiple candidates as the season goes on. Bo, I've struck out four immediately. Oregon running back Mekhi Hughes, BYU running back L.J. Martin, Texas Tech linebacker Jacob Rodriguez, and unfortunately for Georgia, they listed Georgia's best Heisman contender as C.J. Allen. It's just not going to be a defensive player. I think we've seen the limit of what defensive players can do and still not be given credit towards a Heisman. So I took them off, and then the BYU's running back, if Ashton Jeanty couldn't get it done last year with the numbers he put up.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And you know what? You can. I did the same thing you did. The exact same thing. I had, like, those guys, because the first thing was, like, no defensive players winning this Heisman. Okay? And if they do, they're going to have an unbelievable year. You can't look at Travis. You can't say, well, Travis Hunter won it last year. No, he didn't. He did it also on playing literally – maybe all but 4 to 10 snaps.
He doesn't win it if he's DB only, right?
Agreed. Ashton Jeanty had a year that we probably will never see again.
Yeah,
or not for a long time. So that one, that's ridiculous. But to the other point, Isaac Brown, who's from Louisville, running back. Okay. No.
I'll tell you why I didn't cross him off. And I think it's unlikely, but I don't want to completely cross him off. Is I don't know what they're getting from Miller Moss. And I think for the same reason I left Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love on there. And now the difference is Jeremiah Love comes into the season largely regarded as the best running back in college
Louisville,
football. So he can kind of pick up where he left off.
Louisville has to be in the playoff,
they got to be
win the ACC
9-3. Yeah,
no. Louisville, no. For him to win the Heisman, Louisville has to be probably 12-1, 11-1, 12-1, undefeated, whatever. He's not winning.
Yeah.
No, he's not winning, and he has to beat Ashton Jeanty's numbers. You can do the same. Cam Coleman, wide receivers, dude. It's a quarterback award almost more than anything else.
Except for the guy coming out of the number one ranked preseason team in the country, and that's Jeremiah Smith
or Ryan Williams.
And Ryan Williams,
because I think Ryan Williams in that offense that Kalen DeBoer wants to run, if he can get someone, I don't know necessarily who's going to be the quarterback there, but if he can get someone that can distribute the ball consistently to him, in Alabama, being Alabama, being in the SEC, he can have a year like our guy in Philly right now.
Devontae Smith.
Thank you.
I only say that I just think there's so much more to go around with Bernard alongside him in Alabama. And I know Ohio State's got plenty of receivers too. And with respect to Ryan Williams, 100% respect to him, Jeremiah Smith's a different dude. And I know Ryan Williams is close to being a different dude.
Well,
but Jeremiah Smith's a different dude. You're coming in with a quarterback that is completely unproven. And if he can still do what he's been doing, all the same,
I think Ryan Williams is very much,
he's pretty close,
the same guy. It's just one play on the team with, I mean, they had two running backs drafted in like with the first three or four, both those guys go. I know one's in trouble right now.
I was gonna say one of them about to be cut, but that's all right.
He's not gonna be cut.
I know.
But I mean, I think when you look at the team that Ohio State was, you know, that was. he also didn't wake up to the playoff, seemingly. I mean, I know he did stuff, but it felt like they said, hey, we have this guy. He's pretty good all of a sudden. And that's when Chip Kelly decided to, you know, finally decided to really start using him. I think it was because they needed to. They felt like they needed to lean on him.
We talked about Garrett Nussmeier a little bit earlier. I think he's fascinating, but he's going to have to put up numbers. One of the problems with being an LSU quarterback trying to win a Heisman is I think you're going to automatically get compared to what Joe Burrow does because it's going to be almost impossible to break school records. Right, because of the season that Burrow had when he had Justin Jefferson. I think by comparison, now, you can always win the Heisman if you're going 12-0 and winning the SEC. But short of that, you remember Jaden Daniels also won it when or was in the discussion when he wasn't they weren't winning the SEC.
But those are quarterbacks, though, to me.
Like, correct.
Quarterbacks, that's the thing. I think DJ Lagway, if DJ Lagway stays healthy –
but what can they go and have him still win? They still got to be 10-2, right?
Well, no.
Can they be 9-3?
Yes, because you're a quarterback in the SEC, and you're not a quarterback for Georgia or Alabama or LSU or something like that. So, yeah, I think a DJ Live, you know, go have a – God, I hate this term, but go have a signature win.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, go beat Georgia and Jacksonville and light up a top-tier team. And yeah, and then put on stack numbers against numbers. Yeah, he could absolutely win it.
I understand why Drew Aller is on this list, the Penn State quarterback. I understand why Arch Manning is on this list as well.
They want to give it to Arch Manning. They want so badly. Arch Manning is the Paul Skeens of college football right now. Paul Skeens is having a phenomenal year.
Right.
But he was given the Cy Young Award before the season started. He would have to have had a 4 ERA to not win the Cy Young Award this year.
Who Carson Beck is on this list.
I think it's going to be hard for him.
I'm not buying that one. I John Mateer at Oklahoma is a guy that you're going to hear me talk about over the course of this week. I'm fascinated by him and what they can do offensively for the Sooners. I don't buy a lot of the quarterbacks on this list just because I don't buy the teams, right? Like Tennessee quarterback Joey Aguilar taking over for Nico. Going to be tough. TCU quarterback Josh Hoover. South Carolina quarterback Lenore Sellers needs a repeat and a bump up in improvement from last year. But I'll tell you the guy that is my guy, and I've mentioned this multiple times over the course of this offseason, Bo. The guy I think is going to win the Heisman is Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik.
I don't agree because I think Cade Klubnik's a good player, but time after time in big time moments – He shrinks, and you know I know he the playoff I thought he was okay, but I cannot remember who they were playing, but it was at home. It might have been, was it South Carolina that he threw the really really bad interception? I mean, just terrible interception. And it was a moment where you can't shrink there, and he did.
Well, and Cade is ranked at number 4. What's the difference in what they're seeing and what you're seeing?
Well, remember, these rankings are by team. So mm-hmm. Clemson is ranked 4th, and then they've put Cade Klubnik. I just love his ability to make plays, his ability with the legs and the arm. And they've got an incredible returning defense. Led by T.J. Parker, Peter Woods.
Defense going to win?
I think they're going to have an opportunity to win a lot of games. I think that's important still nowadays. They got to be 11-1.
But
right?
I think he's got to have a moment or two where he shows he's not the guy that he's been in the past. Because, again,
I disagree with your conception of what last year was for him.
That was one of the worst throws I've ever seen.
Sure, there have been Heismans that have had one bad throw. You're picking it out.
Yeah,
this is a guy that's a playmaker.
It was a big moment, Abe.
I know. This is a guy that's a playmaker. He returns a couple of receivers I think he's comfortable with.
That's a moment where a playmaker's got to make a play, and he didn't.
I think that offense is going to be crazy, especially in an ACC. It's just gettable, Bo. I mean, it's not playing in the SEC. I think that helps a lot.
I agree, but but I think for him to do that, he's got to overcome some things, and he's also got to have a huge year. Again, plus 900 is pretty good odds.
But the other thing is they have the opportunity week one. He can stamp himself as the Heisman favorite week one because they are playing LSU. It's going to be the biggest game of the weekend. It's going to be nationally televised. If he has a show-out performance in that very first game, he is the guy to beat from then on.
Yeah. I mean, it's always fun to argue about Heismans right off the bat. I'm a little bit surprised you went with Cade Klubnik.
That's my guy. My guy.
So, you know, another guy real quick. I know we got to go, but Bryce Underwood. I think that's ridiculous just putting him on there because it's – we don't even know what this Michigan team can be without Harbaugh. And I know they had a couple moments last year beating Ohio State in the shoe, the last game of the year for them or whatever. But come on, man. Like, that's a lot.
Well, you can probably hear the roar of SEC Media Days really filling in now around us. Coming up, Bob Ibach of Nyko Sports is going to join us to talk about that all-star bat you've been seeing. If you're a collector, you want to hear what he has to say. That is next with the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.